While northern pike are found in many waters across the state and provide plenty of action for anglers, pike can be intimidating to clean because of the Y-bones unique to this fish. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Today we're at our Dickinson field office visiting with fisheries technician Jeff Merchant. Jeff's going to explain his method of cleaning these fish. They can be very enjoyable at the table if they're prepared properly.
The first part of this is really similar to cleaning any other fish like walleye or perch or anything. We got to take the fillet off the fish. So it's kind of the same steps you would do there. Right behind the head, you're going to make a cut down to the spine, but not going through the spine. And then you're going to come down to the belly and cut down. I like to go all the way past this fin there and then come back up to this first cut that we made. And then you're going to turn your knife and just go all the way down the fish along the spine. And then here's where it's a little bit different. If you were doing a walleye, a lot of times you would stop right here so that you could take the skin off, but we're actually going to cut right through because we want to leave the skin on for now. Because when we take the bones out, it's a lot easier to keep it all in one piece if we have the skin on. So once I got one side off, then I flip the fish over and do the same thing on the other side. Right behind the head, making our first cut, just down to the spine. And then along the belly. And then come back up to your first cut and turn your knife sideways and just feel along that spine, being careful not to cut through the spine. And there's the other side. And we'll get this out of the way. I like to keep my work surface kind of clean, so I'll take some paper towels and clean some of this up right away. So the Y bones, if you think of like a Y, you got the two shorter parts, and then the longer part extends back towards the top of the fish. And then the other part is down along the lateral line. So up to this point, it's pretty much the same as a walleye. The next step is also the same. We gotta take the rib bones out, and they run along here. And so we're just gonna take our knife and come up along the top edge of them and kind of feel. And you just wanna go right underneath them and just kind of peel them off as you go. And there again, where you have a nice sharp knife, that helps a lot. So there's all the ribs. I'll throw those away. And now we're ready to take the Y bones out. So like I said, up to here, it's pretty much the same as a walleye. Here's where it changes a little bit. I like to use a smaller knife to do this, a little more of a fine tip. So when I start, I usually position the fillet so it's kind of pointed towards me with the top of the fillet on my left. And I'm looking for the one side of the Y bone. And you can see right here the white tips just sticking up out of the fillet there. So the first cut we want to make is on the top side of that. And we're just going to cut straight down as close to those as we can get. And you're just going to cut down until you feel the long part of the bone that sticks this way. And when you run your knife along it, you can actually hear it and feel it. And we do this all the way back to about the last quarter of the fillet there. Once we're down to that part, then we have to take the knife and turn it sideways and go underneath this piece, but along the top side of the Y bones. And we're not gonna cut this piece off. We're not gonna cut all the way through because we wanna keep the fillet all in one piece. And here's where it's a little tricky. If you haven't done this before, you might want to practice at home in case you do cut all the way through. So we're just going to cut that far. Now we have to come on the bottom side. And this is pretty easy to find. It's right where the lateral line is here on the fillet. And you're just going to cut right in below that. And as you're cutting down, you're also turning your knife sideways to come under those bones. And you're going to try to stay as close to them as you can. And here again, you don't have to cut all the way through. Just kind of get it started. And now that you've cut pretty much all the way through, what you can do is come back up to the beginning of the fillet here. And here we've cut all the way through. So the Y bones are in here. And you should be able to just kind of hold down on the fillet and peel them right off. And they should just come out. So that's the bones. Now they're out. The last part is taking the skin off. And this is why we left the skin on. It's a lot easier to keep this all in one piece if the skin's on while you're doing it. And so now this is the same as you would do a walleye. We'll just come back here to the end of the fillet. I use my fingernails to kind of pinch down on it and take your knife, kind of a downward angle. And then as you get to the skin, kind of flatten it out and kind of actually pull it through your knife. And there we've got the skin off and the fillet all in one piece still. It's still all attached.